Salve, sono Susanna Perrucchini da Roma e sono una guida di Rick Steves. I'm Susanna Perrucchini from Rome and I travel with Rick Steves. And again in Italian. Salve, sono Susanna da Roma e sono una guida per Rick Steves.
Boy, we've had a lot of time to think about our travel dreams lately as we're unable to travel, but we are confident that we'll be able to travel again soon. We're going to take a moment now to hear from some of our travelers about where they're dreaming of going. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. Our email is radio@ricksteves.com. And Elizabeth's calling in from Media in Pennsylvania. What are your travel dreams taking you?
Well, this year is going to be my 10-year anniversary, and my husband and I were going to relive our honeymoon, which we took to Belgium and Germany. And what we were going to do this year is do the same trip, but revisit a lot of those great places that we found on that first trip, our first trip together to Europe. We're going to relive them and experience them. And obviously our travel plans have, you know, made us postpone that. So we're going to find different ways to celebrate this year, maybe drink a wheat beer in our backyard and reminisce about that trip and hope that as soon as everything opens up and it's safe that we can go back and visit. Maybe on our 11th anniversary.
Well, I think a lot of people are doing their 10th anniversary a year later. They're putting off their weddings, their anniversaries, their special events for when we can actually gather and do what we want to do. I love this idea of going back 10 years later to the same places. What are some of your highlights from 10 years ago that you might want to do again in Bruges, in Brussels, in Rotenburg, in Munich?
Exactly. You know, Bruges is such a wonderful place to just walk around and get a little lost and have a conversation with people. So I think we would just wander around and get lost again.
Did you try the beer in
Rotenburg?
Did you try the beer in Bruges? Because you mentioned the beer in Germany, but I just love the beer in Bruges.
Oh, the beer is wonderful there. And we found ourselves in a really great beer bar where we were striking up a conversation with the bartender, and he just made a ton of great recommendations for us that I wish I'd written down.
Yes.
So hopefully I can run into him again in that 11th year and yeah, write down his recommendations.
I met so many Americans doing little extended weekend beer gourmet tours from the East Coast of the United States, just flying over to Belgium and having 4 days of just gourmet food and great beer in Bruges. It's a beautiful place just to be settled in. And then how about Rotenburg? Rotenburg's your classic little medieval German town.
We loved Rotenburg, and we did a ton of touristy and non-touristy things there. Obviously, the Night Watchman tour is a highlight, and we would absolutely have to do that again. It was so entertaining. But really, just walking around the edge of the town along the wall is such a cool walk. It has such great stunning views if the weather is good. And it really gives you that chance to earn that beer at the end of that hike.
Oh, for sure. And if you remember the Night Watchman's tour, he's sort of got Albrecht Dürer hair, you know, this amazing German curly locks. And he's got this twinkle in his eye. And he gathers a bunch of English-speaking tourists together each evening. And he does his Night Watchman's walk. That's just a gorgeous chance to, in kind of a fun, entertaining way, go back to the Middle Ages, isn't it?
It's a really cool experience that is great for anyone of any age.
Hey, well, I hope that you get it together, or we all get it together, so we can make these travel dreams come true. And let's count on that 10th anniversary for your 11th anniversary, going back to those highlights in Europe.
Thank you, Rick.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye.
Miguel is calling from Olympia in Washington. Hi, Miguel.
Hey, I'm not Olympia, Greece, but Olympia, Washington, and we had our plans canceled to go to Greece, so we want to go back, and we want to go to Ikaria, a little island off the Aegean Sea where people live to be over 100.
So Ikaria, that's named after Icarus.
Icarus, who flew too close to the sun, and legend has it, when he landed in the water, he washed up on the little island of Icarus or Ikaria.
Well, he didn't live to be 100, but I think you're mentioning people there live to be 100, and you're going to go on an adventure there and probably find out why. Why do you think people live to be 100 on this island in Greece?
Well, there's actually been studies, and it's, like they say, it's a blue zone. There's like four in the world, like Okinawa, and this is one of the places. But community and work, socializing, the Mediterranean diet, a lot of them smoke and drink,
et
cetera.
Yeah. Well, they smoke and drink,
attractive.
And they dance into the wee hours, but they don't have much stress, that's for sure. And they got the Mediterranean diet. That's fascinating. And you'll go there and you'll just see people that have been enjoying that tempo of life since since before World War II?
Yes, that's my understanding is a lot of the folks were sort of moved from the mainland there when the war ended as their socialist views. But, you know, Rick, when we called the next generation, I certainly got a sense of how laid back it is because they didn't ask for a credit card. They didn't ask for anything. They basically said, well, we'll see you when you get here.
I love that. I love that. And those people deserve to live a long time. I wish everybody was that laid back. It just reminds me, Miguel, you know, hanging out on a Greek island or on the mainland of Greece even, there's just something about live for the moment, you know, don't be uptight, have another glass of wine, you know, hang out with your family. It's a real lesson in slowing down, and I think it's therapy for a workaholic to go to these small towns in Greece and then embrace the local tempo of life.
I think that, to me, is one of the benefits of traveling and to bring that back home.
Maybe you'll bring us a souvenir home called longevity. All right.
Yeah.
Miguel, thanks so much for your call. I hope you get to Ikaria, right?
Ikaria.
Let us know how it goes. Yeah. And call me back in 30 or 40 years, and we'll talk.
All right.
All right.
Keep on traveling. Too.
Keep on traveling. Thanks, Miguel.
You bet.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. Our phone number is 877-333-7425, and Mary's on the line in Wilder in Kentucky. Mary, thanks for your call.
Oh, thank you, Rick. I appreciate the time talking to you today. We have been dreaming about going back to Edinburgh. We were supposed to go in April, but clearly the pandemic canceled our plans.
Uh-huh.
We went once before in 2005 and have been just wanting to go back so very much.
I'm wanting to go back, too. I just spent some beautiful time in Edinburgh last year, and I just loved it just so much. It's a city that is just designed for a visit. It's pedestrian-friendly. It's got so many lovely people and a history that's accessible. I hope you can get back there.
Oh, so do we. We've been reading up on it and, you know, watching your shows and watching YouTube videos. And, you know, it's just, as you said, people are nice. There's so much to see. The castle, the museums.
Yeah.
We were really looking forward to doing some day trips, particularly one to Luss, which is on Loch Lomond, and that's where my ancestors came from on my father's side.
Okay.
And I've never been there, and I was really looking forward to what I hope is going to be a humbling and empowering experience to look upon the lands that they looked upon.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I would recommend just let them know you're coming. Contact the tourist board. Contact whoever you can in that town. Let them know they've got a distant relative coming into town. And I bet you might be surprised at what doors that might open.
Oh, I'm hoping so. I do understand that my family's clan is still a big deal in that community. And there's even a little museum. So I'm hoping we can get a peek inside of that when we get over there.
You know, Mary, I've spent a lot of time in Scotland in the last few years because we've made three TV shows there, and our tour program is just really, it's one of the most popular destinations in Europe for us these days. And one thing I noticed is the clans each have their own ancestral sort of mecca, their castle, the place that is their sort of sacred, where they go. It's their history. And you go there and it's, you know, there's regular tourists, but there's also people with that same last name, you know, the Campbells or whatever that are visiting this place versus that place. And to go there and find your clan's sacred castle, it just is, it's something that makes me jealous. I wish I had Scottish heritage to enjoy that.
Well, hopefully it'll all work out for us. We are truly looking forward to it and dreaming about it during this difficult time.
Yeah. Remember when you're in Edinburgh to side trip over to Glasgow, too, because Glasgow is just a dose of today's Scotland in so many ways, and it's just 45 minutes away by train. Very easy to make a day trip to Glasgow. It has a reputation of kind of a rough and tumble, you know, hard working town where the shirts are sold with their sleeves already rolled up. When you go there, you find it's got a real rugged charm that you'll appreciate. It complements the kind of more sophisticated charm of Edinburgh, I would say.
Great. That's a great tip. Thank you. We'll make sure to include that in our itinerary.
All right. Mary, thanks so much for checking in and let us know how your trip goes when we're all able to travel again, I hope soon.
We certainly will. Thank you.
Bye now. This is Travel with Rick Steves, and it's fun to check in with our traveling listeners. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. Andy is calling in. Andy's in Buford, Georgia.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What are you thinking about lately as we're locked down waiting to be traveling again?
Well, I'm thinking of Italy. My wife and I, we did a pre-honeymoon to Italy back in 2015 and fell in love with the country. We went to Rome and we went to Florence, saw the art there in Florence. My wife was a art major in college, so just to see those great works of art there in Florence and Rome in real life just blew her away. Mm. And the experience that we had, we continue to talk about every time. And now fast forward 5 years, we have two kids that we take to Europe probably once a year. We're the brave souls. we went to Amsterdam and Paris and Barcelona last year, mm-hmm. on a nice train trip through France and had a great time. But this year we were thinking about going to Italy back again. Mm-hmm. So hopefully once everything opens up, we'll go back to Italy so our two kids will get to experience it. But we've done the train travel with two small kids, and it's not the most
That's tough.
Enjoyable.
That's tough. How old are your kids, Andy?
They are 4 and 2.
I would recommend getting a rental car. But I would remind you that a car is an expensive and worthless headache in the big cities. I was just talking with somebody the other day how they just received a ticket of a year later from Verona, I think, one of the cities in Italy, because they accidentally drove in an area that they weren't supposed to drive. And the sign says in perfect Italian, you know, don't drive in here or you're going to get a $100 penalty. But tourists are the easy pickings and they make a lot of money off of us that way. But apart from that, it's just you don't want a car in Rome or Venice or Florence, and you can get to those places very easily. And then other places, I was just thinking about Verona. This is where my friends were, so in Verona. And you just, at the edge of town, you pull into the underground parking lot and you just leave it. And then you walk to your hotel from there, and you don't even think about your car while you're in the town. It's important just to bite the bullet and pay to park. And then be free from that car and pay to park it legally, because it's really expensive to do anything wrong, because they're going to find you. And they know because of your license plate where the car comes from, and your car rental people know what your credit card is and where your address is. And you'll end up paying that that ticket whether you're on the other side of the planet or not. But I would recommend doing the country in two kind of zones. First, do the big cities without a car, and then pick up a car and enjoy having the car to do the countryside. That makes a lot of sense. And with kids, it's so much easier, isn't it?
Oh, totally. I mean, trying to get strollers and backpacks off of a train was was very stressful, to say the least.
It sure is. And with kids that age, even in early years of school, I would take them out of school and go in the off season, you know, go in March or April or November when it's not so hot and crowded.
Yeah, that's typically when we will go on the shoulder seasons, just simply because it's very cost friendly during those times as well. Plus the crowds are lighter, which is great.
Yep.
That's one of the shocks that kind of blew my wife and I away when we went to Europe the first time with our kids, was how friendly the Europeans are with small kids. It was kind of like, come straight to the front of the line. You've got a little baby.
Love it.
Let's get them out of the rain. Let's get them.
Especially in Italy. And if you're trying to keep your kids on a healthy diet, good luck, because they're going to give them all sorts of sweets that they're just going to love. Yeah, right, Andy. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Rick.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. It's fun to check in with our travelers and see how we're dealing with this little window when we cannot put our travel dreams into action. Carolyn's on the line in San Diego, California. Carolyn, thanks for calling.
Hi, Rick.
How are your travel plans doing?
Oh, I'm sad, very sad.
Yeah,
I had to cancel. I had almost a month tours booked in for October. Arriving in Paris for like a week or two, and then going to take a car and drive up to Lille in northern France, which I understand is beautiful, and maybe stop in the Louvre lens on the way, and then maybe head up to Belgium and maybe go out to the coast of Normandy, you know, do a little day trip there.
You had done some good planning.
Oh, I'm into it.
that sigh was, you nailed it. That's how I feel. I had like 3 months of travels carefully planned. It was going to be the wonderful, wonderful trip. And it just broke my heart to have to cancel every little thing I put together.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even, I don't know what. I had the foresight to only book hotels that had no cancellation fees.
Well, that was good.
So I just haven't had I haven't wanted to cancel the last ones, but I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah. I left a few dates on my calendar just, I don't know why, it just made me sad, but I left today I was going to fly to Poland, you know, and no, I'm not going to do that. But I'll do it when we can travel again. So what are you going to do in the interim then?
Oh, gosh, you know, I'm going online. There are several tour guides in Paris who are doing live walking tours from there and environs.
Yes.
Or you can watch them afterwards.
Good for you. I've been on some of those, and they are wonderful. And in fact...
Yeah, it's and you can watch the old ones, and if you can work the timing out, you can go live and see exactly what it's like there right now. So...
I love it. You know, I've never been to Bordeaux. It's a place I want to go, and I've never been there in France, in southern France. And a friend of mine is a guide, and she lives in Bordeaux, and she takes virtual tours. And I logged onto her tour, and it was like, you know how a guide meets you on the sidewalk, and she goes, okay, everybody. And she, you know, she goes, we're waiting just a minute for a few more people to come, and now we're going to head off. And she took us on it was a perfect casual point of view visual experience. And I felt like I was in Bordeaux. One thing we've done, I've got about 100 guides that work with me in my tour program. And of course, they're freelancers and they're without work right now. And guides just have to teach. They just have to share. And so many of them are doing creative ways to share their beloved cities and regions with travelers from far away online during this lockdown. And at our website at ricksteves.com, we call it the Guides Marketplace. You know, we can't sell our tours, but we can put our travelers in touch with guides over there. A lot of it is free, and there's wonderful ways they're sharing their passion and their ability to teach and their language and their cuisine and you name it. So guides are doing creative things, and I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of us wish we could be there. We can't be there, but we can be there virtually, and it's certainly not as good as the real thing, but it's a lot better than nothing at all.
Well, and the guide I subscribe to, he's really into arts and history, and he does a free tour. The live tour is actually free, and you can find him online. Mm-hmm. And then he has a monthly program that you subscribe to. I'm even carrying the $5 a month, even though I lost most of my income from the pandemic.
Yeah.
I can still put in that $5 a
month
his extra online shows.
All right. Well, I hope you can get your daily dose of Europe that way. Carolyn, thanks for your call.
Thanks so much, Rick. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. La vie, c'est comme les montagnes russes, avec ses hauts et ses bas. Un sourire, un soupir, trois fois passera. On court toujours après ce qu'on n'a pas, yeah, à la poursuite de nos rêves. This year, we're celebrating 15 years of travel with Rick Steves. So, from time to time, we'll revisit a favorite guest interview that we haven't heard for a long while. Up next, Noah Stricker explains why he travels the world to admire and study birds and what our feathered friends have to tell us about our own lives if we just take the time to listen. It's Travel with Rick Steves.